Shalom from Eretz Yisrael. This is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky with Sen Torah for Parshat Ekev. In this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu sums up for Klal Yisrael basically what Hashem expects of them. He tells them in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Bet, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. What does God want from you? Kim li yirat Hashem Elokecha, to fear God, lelechet b'chol derachav, to follow in His ways, to love Hashem, la'avod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol vavcha b'chol nafshecha, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your hearts and all of your souls. Rashi, commenting on this pasuk, says that because of Hashem's tremendous mercy for us, no matter how much we have sinned, He only asks of us that we fear Him. Shem Yishmael points out that Rashi seems to focus exclusively on the requirement to fear Hashem while disregarding everything else in the pasuk that Hashem wants from us. Why does Rashi do this? Why does Rashi only focus on Yirat Hashem? The Shem Yishmael explains that one of the kindnesses that Hashem did for us was to create us in such a way that naturally we would be inclined to fulfill His mitzvos. A desire to fulfill Hashem's commandments is part of our spiritual makeup. The only thing that was not built into our spiritual makeup is the disposition to fear Him. Yira is not something that Hashem placed in our hearts as part of who we are. Yira is a midah that each and every one of us has the responsibility to acquire on our own. Yira is significant because it's the key to unlocking the inclination to fulfill all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments. Yira is what unleashes our yearning to follow in the ways of Hashem. This is why Rashi only focuses on the requirement to fear Hashem and not on any other part of the pasuk. What Rashi is saying is that all we really need to do is fear Hashem. If we do that, then a natural desire will be there for us to fulfill the other mitzvahs as well. Of course, this is much easier said than done. In this day and age, there are so many things that stand in the way of our Yirat Shamayim, so many things that pull us away from leading a Torah true lifestyle. What are we to do? How can we begin to improve our Yirat Hashem? So the more we involve ourselves in environments that are supportive of Torah and mitzvahs is a good first step. We are so susceptible to the pressures of our environment that we need to take a very active role in ensuring our growth, and the easiest way to do that is to put ourselves in an appropriate environment. That means that we need to be very careful about who we spend our time with and how we spend our time. We would be cheating ourselves if we allowed a minute of pleasure to get in the way of an eternity of paradise. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirat shamayim. All is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of Hashem. The key to true simcha, avodat Hashem, is in our hands. Shabbat Shalom.